The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. My name is Joe Kelly. Thank you so much for joining us. Texas Power Grid looks good today. KRLD News is tracking the grid for you this summer. And this morning, ERCOT says conditions are totally normal. Even later in the day, we should have plenty of power capacity to meet demand. I'm Joe Kelly. We're live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas 24-hour news center. The KRLD Morning News continues with Heather Behrens and John Little.
Two people in their 70s are confirmed dead as a result of the dangerous heat. One person lived in Corinth and the other in Granbury. In both cases, the deaths were ruled as hyperthermia, not to be confused with hypothermia, which we hear about when it's extremely cold. Hyperthermia is on the opposite end of the spectrum related to extreme heat. Neighbors of the 76-year-old woman in Corinth tell NBC5 she had family who checked in on her often.
She was doing so well, and I was shocked to find out that she had passed. Because she was a blessing to all of us that knew her.
The 72-year-old Granbury man died of hyperthermia in a Fort Worth hospital. His wife is also apparently hospitalized.
Well, just like we did with the Republican National Convention last month, we are covering the Democratic National Convention, night three, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz officially accepted the Democratic vice presidential nomination. And Walz touched on his experience as a public high school teacher, football coach, congressman, and governor. He also took aim at Republicans.
If these guys get back in the White House, they'll start jacking up the costs on the middle class. They'll repeal the Affordable Care Act. They'll gut Social Security and Medicare. And they will ban abortion across this country, with or without Congress.
Walz also talked about the conservative presidential policy plan known as Project 2025.
They spent a lot of time pretending they know nothing about this. But look, I coached high school football long enough to know, and trust me on this. When somebody takes the time to draw up a playbook, they're going to use it.
Walz went on to say that the Democrats are focused on cutting taxes for the middle class and helping ease prescription drug costs.
Former President Trump and VP candidate J.D. Vance spoke about the economy and the border during a campaign rally in North Carolina yesterday. It was the first outdoor rally since the assassination attempt. Vance said Harris is bad for taxpayers.
Her donors got rich when America printed trillions of dollars to fund her green scam policies. But Americans, we paid higher prices for groceries and housing because of it. And now her party wants more power. And the way they're going to do it is that she wants to give all those illegal aliens the right to vote. But out here, in the state of North Carolina, we believe the only people who get to vote in our elections are the people who have a right to be here, not illegal aliens, Kamala Harris.
During the rally, Trump accused the Biden administration of releasing misleading jobs and crime numbers. Today, the Republicans will make a campaign stop at the Arizona border.
Well, an update to a story we shared with you this week. We are now learning more about the victims of a fiery crash in Fort Worth that killed five early on Monday morning, including several children. Family members have identified Willie Gunn as one of the adults killed in that crash, which was caused allegedly by an underage drunk driver. Family members tell NBC5 Gunn was working as a food delivery driver at the time of the crash.
He was a lovable father, brother, and uncle. He loved his family dearly.
He was a strong man. He was a real man. He had a good heart.
It's also reported that Gunn's girlfriend and her children were the victims in the car. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner has not officially identified any of the victims. Fort Worth police say 19-year-old Eduardo Gonzalez faces five counts of intoxication, manslaughter, and driving while intoxicated.
In other news, the redevelopment of the Collin Creek Mall in Plano can now move forward. KRLD's LP Phillips reports a judge has upheld a jury's finding.
The 40-year-old mall near Central Expressway has been shuttered and collecting cobwebs. A group of developers has proposed a huge project to bring the mall back to life. Part of that plan included residential home builder Megatel Homes. But Megatel broke its contract to purchase parts of that property, and that brought the lawsuit. In June, the jury heard the complicated case, sifted through the numbers and came down on the side of the developers in just 3 hours, removing a major roadblock that threatened to derail the project. Now a judge has affirmed the jury's finding. The verdict can still be appealed. The developers of the property want to include townhomes, shops, and an outdoor venue. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, guys, this is so bizarre. Did you hear about this? A cross-country carjacking begins in Arlington, and then it ends in a suburb of Miami. Now, we've been going over a federal arrest affidavit that says Miguel Pastran pulled a gun on a rideshare driver on Saturday night in Arlington and then forced the driver to go all the way to Florida over 3 days. Court papers say Pastran wanted to kidnap a second person in Florida, but the rideshare driver was finally able to get away. Pastran ran and was caught about 30 miles away. He's facing federal carjacking, kidnapping, and weapons charges.
A huge reward is now being offered in the case of a bald eagle nest that was illegally destroyed in Sherman.
Leads dried up, so the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says there's now a $15,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible for destroying the nest on private property in Sherman last year. The area was being cleared to build a subdivision. While no bald eagles were killed, destroying an active bald eagle's nest is a federal crime because the birds are protected. Anyone with information about this crime is asked to contact the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Office of Law Enforcement in Fort Worth. From the 24-hour News Center, Melanie Brown, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A North Texas institution says their longtime leader is stepping down. KRLD's Kristen Diaz has more.
A big announcement from the head of Southern Methodist University, their president, Gerald Turner, announcing he's leaving.
It's with an incredible sense of gratitude to both SMU and Dallas that I announced today that the coming academic year, ending June 2025, will be my last to serve as president.
He's been the longest serving president at SMU, completing 30 years. He says there's much work to be done still.
Therefore, the vice presidents and I would hope that this year will be, as much as possible, business as usual. There'll be a time for reflections toward the end of the academic year.
He plans to continue to work full-time as the president emeritus, overseeing multiple projects these next several years. From the 24-hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Another resignation hits Cross Timbers Church in Argyle. Pastor Brian Hackney, who served for 24 years, and his wife, Jamie, are stepping down at the end of this month. This comes just days after new executive pastor Byron Copeland resigned and weeks after senior pastor Josiah Anthony was asked to step down over concerns of miscommunication with women. The Hackneys have been involved at Cross Timbers since its founding in 2000. In a letter, church leaders assured members that they remain energized and focused on the future.
The Texas Rangers secured their home series over the Pittsburgh Pirates with a narrow 1-0 Game 3 win. And KRLD's Tristan Ryans tells us how it went down.
It was loads of defense both ways as the Rangers and Pirates combined for 14 hits, with Texas contributing just 6 of their own. But they got the one that mattered all the way in the bottom of the 9th with 2 outs on the board and 2 runners on. Wyatt Langford connected.
And that ball is hit back up the middle. Base knock for Wyatt Langford. Coming in to score is Ezekiel Duran. Langford with the walk-off hit.
The call from Matt Hicks on 105.3 The Fan. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Cowboys' longest California camp in team history is nearing its end as the team departs Oxnard for Dallas this afternoon. Head coach Mike McCarthy on the plus side of spending an extra week on the West Coast.
The week back is always an adjustment. So plus we have to be indoors, the week we go back, obviously because of the transition from the weather here to Dallas. So, I mean, all those factors are involved. And I think really the straw that broke the back was the opportunity to hang out with the media for another week.
And in quarterback news, Jerry Jones told Saad Youssef, the Athletic, that Trey Lance will make the 53-man roster. The team continues to prepare for its third and final preseason game. Kickoff on Saturday for Cowboys Chargers at AT&T Stadium is at 3.
Well, zooming in, the Dallas Wings season is not going well, but zoom out and women's basketball is healthier than it's ever been, and it's getting better. The Wings had representative in the Olympics in Satu Sabali, who led Germany to its first appearance at that international stage.
I think it's just an amazing sign for international basketball and that the game is growing over there. And we've just put so much investments into women, and it's finally showing. So this can really be a reflection of the future in general. Like, invest in women and we'll be there.
Satu and the Dallas Wings play at the league-leading New York Liberty tonight. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.